Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. I'm optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, reaching people with my practice and building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, fun. Love, fitness, fun. We could spend a lot of time just talking about the definitions of those three words, couldn't we? Love, fitness, and fun. My purpose is to become a smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, superior version of myself by always increasing my awareness of how things work, how they actually work in the world. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Knowledge, understanding, motivation, hands-on skill, communication skill, and mastery in the art of exceptional living. Speaking of communication skill, you realize that our thoughts get converted into words. And then words get converted into actions or actual things that are created. Thoughts to words. This is why vocabulary is very important for success. If we cannot define a thing, we cannot have a thing, usually. This is why affirmations are so important. Thoughts converted into words. Then if we write them down, they become something physical that we can touch on paper. Hey, we're getting pretty close to actually causing the thing to happen. So we got to think the right thoughts, apply the right words. Certainly in dealing with patients, every word counts. Every word talking to a new patient, every word during a report, every word on an office visit, chiropractors and their word choices. It's like, you have to know what words to say, when to say them, what words to never say. And of course, how to say things to be powerful. That's what we're talking about here. Want to cause you to naturally attract more great new patients, make you more capable of motivating and persuading people. That's what we're talking about. For you to persuade people, you have to use the right words. Where do you learn what words to use? You learn them here at Winner's Edge. That's where you learn them. We have every word that you need to use in every situation you will probably find yourself in. All the questions you get asked, all the scripting required for every main procedure in a chiropractic office. We have word science, word selection, word usage, word understanding at a high level for you. We want to be empowered to make smarter long-term decisions. Ooh, we're going to touch on that idea today. How do we make smart long-term decisions? See, the problem there isn't smarter or decisions. It's long-term. Is it natural for the human mind to think long-term? Do dogs think long-term? Do deer think long-term? Does a stingray think long-term? No. They do not have that cognitive ability. They only know now. That's it. That's what separates us from what you might call the animal kingdom. We have an awareness of the future, an awareness of what's going on around us. Animals are running on basically pure instinct. Very impressive instincts, of course. Yes. But not like us. And of course, we want to be energized physically, mentally, and financially. Going to do something interesting today. Some of you who know me know there's many great books that I like. We have the entire recommended high-performance list of books for all of our members, our success resources book and audio list, books and audios that like nobody else is even aware of. These are like the secret trainings on ultra-high-performance living and accomplishment. One of these books I actually have in PDF form. It's printed out, single-sided. Typical white 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. And it's a copy of a book called The Master Key by Charles Hanel, H-A-N-E-L. And you can see this book for sale in various forms and whatnot, but I like this PDF form because it's broken down so perfectly on each page. Absolutely easy to digest. You just read the page, and I flip it over, and I read the next page. And when I get to the end, what I do is I flip the whole chunk over, and I start again. I've been reading The Master Key continuously for around 14 years. I had a friend of mine from California email this PDF to me in about 2007, 2008. And I printed it out, and it's sitting in front of me right now. Places I've moved, this thing somehow always makes it through. And it's sitting in front of me now. I'm on page 129 of The Master Key. Now, The Master Key is unique in that it's not just, here's a bunch of interesting information. It actually has little exercises for you to do at the end of the chapters on how to actually gain control of your mind. You think you have control over your mind, but you don't. Here's a question for you. How many people in society today do you think are delusional? What they think is true isn't true. What they think is real isn't actually real. What they think is right is not actually right. Well, what is right? Well, there is right and wrong. How many patients are delusional, thinking they can get something more than what is biologically, physiologically, or anatomically possible? In fact, we call it managing expectations. We have to manage expectations, i.e. burst illusions, i.e. burst fantasies, i.e. try to make sure we're so clear and straightforward that people can understand us as it relates to their improvement and their health from chiropractic awesomeness. Now, back to The Master Key here. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to read some of the key points that I have highlighted here. Now, I've highlighted these over many years, and as I go through and read it again, I'm always amazed at how I'll find something that I didn't highlight in the past. And I'll go, how in the world did I miss that? I don't know how many times I've read this and I missed that. And then I will highlight it or underline it. I use an orange flare tip pen. If you're watching this in video, there's my orange flare tip pen that I watch. And I like to underline and use my orange flare tip pen as I read this now. And I read it just like you might be seeing if you happen to be watching on YouTube. I sit in the dark. I have this little lamp, and I light up my book there, and I read, and I think in absolute quiet, zero distractions. Of course, there's nobody here. There's no dogs here. You can't learn anything with anybody around. You've got to get absolutely silent. Ultra high performance occurs in silence, and then it gets displayed in public. The work that occurs in silence gets displayed successfully in public. or in print, or on video, or however else the person may be able to showcase their skills that they cultivated in the silence. Let's take a look here. That all conditions and experiences that come to you are for your benefit, and that you gain strength in proportion to the effort expended, and that your happiness is best attained through a conscious cooperation with natural laws. That sounded pretty good, didn't it? Did you understand it? Or did you just recognize the words? See, you can understand something. Below that, you just recognize the words. Oh, I just recognize some of the words, and so I'll nod along with you, but not really understand what they mean. But above that, what I want people to do, that's why we say, what do we have here? To increase my awareness. Here's what I want you to be aware of. When you hear something like this, not only understand some of the words and their meaning, but apply it to yourself. Do you do this? Is this you I'm describing, or are you trying to violate this? Are you trying to get more strength than the effort you actually expended? A big point for today is this, two things. There are two psychological diseases that are running rampant in society today. And since chiropractic is a cross-section of society, these two psychological diseases are running rampant in chiropractic and possibly running rampant with you. Remember now, only about 16% of the population are high performers, just the way it is, which again means in cross-section analysis of the chiropractic profession, only maybe 16 out of 100 really want to be high performers. Now, a lot of people will say they are and say they want to be, but only 16 out of 100 are high performers, okay? So I hate to say this, but I'm here to bring honesty. Okay, the chances are you are not a high performer. You want to be, but you're not. If you're in the Winner's Edge group, I would conclude that you are, because you were able to commit to get a return. Interesting, in chiropractic, you can have 6 or 7 or 8 out of 10 patients start care. And of course, the ones that bug you are the 2 or 3 or 4 that didn't start, who really, really needed you. It hurts. It hurts, doesn't it, to see people like, oh, I could help her so much. Why can't she just commit to some care? In my world, it's more like 3 or 4 out of 10 chiropractors will start in a coaching group, despite desperately, and I mean desperately needing every single thing that we have. Chiropractors will call, oh, I listened to your podcast. I've read a couple of your books. I know you're the guy. I know you can help me grow my practice. I really want to join. And then, do you think I see an email come through where they actually went online and joined? Say they want to join, need everything, don't do it. How do you explain that? Well, we see it here. All conditions and experiences, okay, we gain strength in proportion to the effort expended. They do not want to put forth the effort, therefore they will not gain the strength. And the psychological disease is something for nothing-itis. I'm going to try to not put in much, but get more out. I'm going to try to plant a few seeds, but somehow get a big harvest. I'm going to try to work out a little bit, but gain big health benefits. This is the natural state of mind in society today, sadly in chiropractic also, but we don't want that to be us. I don't want that to be myself. I don't want that to be you. I want you to have the ability to commit, the ability to dedicate, the ability to do what it takes. And here, effort expended brings its perfectly corresponding level of strength. And the notice here, our happiness is best attained through a conscious cooperation with natural laws. And the natural law is you will get out what you put in for effort. You must pay to learn to get the return. You must pay with some time to get the increased skill. You must pay with effort to gain strength. I always wanted to pay. When I'm talking about chiropractors that say, oh, Tori, I know I need to be in your group. They're not willing to pay. It's very sad. It's a form of weakness. And that's too bad. I'm here to help people gain strength. But just like the Coast Guard people, they rescue who is swimming toward them first. I suppose you might say I'm here to help people become ultra successful, the chiropractors that are swimming toward me. Same with you, helping patients that are swimming towards you. Difficulties, disharmonies, and obstacles indicate that we're either refusing to give up what we no longer need or refusing to accept what we require. Once again, self-analysis. Is that me? Is that you? Difficulties in your life? Disharmonies in your life? Running into obstacles in your life and relationships? Obstacles in practice? Obstacles with health? Obstacles with money? They indicate that you are either refusing to give up what you no longer should be doing, systems and procedures and money habits and thinking, or you're refusing to accept what you require, like high-level, high-performance coaching. You require that. If you want to overcome the difficulties, disharmonies, obstacles, lack, struggle, not paying off your student loans, not saving up a bunch of money, not being able to do whatever you want, okay, those are disharmonies. Those are difficulties. Those are obstacles. And they indicate the need that you have to finally accept what you require to gain the strength to go to a new level. That's what we're here to do. Point four, page 130. Growth, your growth, is attained through an exchange of the old for the new, of the good for the better. It's a conditional or reciprocal action. For each of us is a complete thought entity, and this completeness makes it possible for us to receive only as we give. Unable to give money for a coaching program? Well, then you don't receive anything. Unable to give time and effort in the gym? Well, you don't receive any additional strength, flexibility, fitness. Unable to give time to study? Well, then you do not receive the increased psychological capabilities. Your growth, my growth, is only attained through an exchange of the old for the new. You got to get rid of the old. It's no good. Everything you're thinking and doing is outdated. It's obsolete. It is average. Every single thing you say in your office must be upgraded. What you wear must be upgraded. Your layout must be upgraded. Probably your equipment upgraded. How you train your team upgraded. Everything with your money flow upgraded, meaning your payroll, payroll taxes, when they're paid, how they're paid, upgrade. How you get paid, the dollar amount you get paid, when you get paid, what the money goes into, upgraded. The debt elimination system completely upgraded. Your money flow system for saving and accumulating needs to be completely upgraded. Your personal fitness upgrade. If you do not upgrade stuff, you do not get better. You do not get more. You do not get out of difficulties. You do not get out of disharmonies. You do not get out of the obstacles. You must upgrade. What does it say? For us to receive only as we give. But we have the disease here, something for nothing itis. Ooh, I won't do it, and I'll try to. And then you get nothing. Year after year after year. Point five. We cannot obtain what we lack if we cling tenaciously to what we have. Are you clinging to what you have, even though what you have isn't that great? I've done that. I've done all of these things. I've been stuck in all of these. I've had difficulties and disharmonies and obstacles. Of course. I think one of the differences is I've been able to see it and go, I've got to pay. I've got to commit. I've got to join. I've got to give. I've got to output effort. Been able to climb up the ladder, encouraging you to do the same. We are able to consciously control our conditions as we come to sense the purpose of what we attract, and are able to extract from each experience only what we require for our further growth. The ability to obtain what we require for our growth continuously increases as we reach higher planes and broader visions. The ability, your ability to get what you want for your continuous growth, it increases the better you get. The faster you go, the faster you can go. The more you commit and the more you train and the more you learn and the more you humble yourself to people who know more than you and put yourself in a position of learning, the greater your ability to learn becomes. It's so fantastic. All your conditions and experiences that come to you do so for your benefit. Here's a biggie now. Difficulties and obstacles will continue to come to you until you absorb and learn from them and make the decision to upgrade and grow. You will continue to struggle financially until you commit to pay, to learn how to do things better. You will continue to struggle in practice until you commit to pay, to make the exchange, to learn. You can't have something for nothing, itis. You have to pay first. What does it say? We receive only as we give. You must give first. Time, effort, energy, money, and believe me, everything will explode into change, like it has for me. The next psychological disease. I've been guilty of this too. I've been guilty of all of these, like I say. How about this one? Ready? Quick fix syndrome. That ever happen in a chiropractic office? 40 years of neglect and somehow they're mystified that you can't just fix it in one visit. It's like, how could anybody think that? How could anybody that's like having a car completely rusted out and dented and just thinking, oh, can you have it all polished and perfect and painted and all the body work done and all the metal? Can you have it ready by tomorrow? No, this is going to take a year of ripping out metal, a year of welding in new parts, a year of scraping and sanding and pounding the metal. And then the preparation and the priming and the sanding and more sanding and on and the blocking and everything else to finally get the thing painted a year from now because of the condition it started in. Why is it that people with the biggest problems are the ones that think they have the quickest solutions. Well, there it is. Quick fix syndrome in combination with something for nothing itis. Now, again, the point of the podcast, that's funny, popcorn podcast, the popcorn podcast. Love popcorn. I don't have popcorn very often, but I love it. I could literally have a funnel going into my mouth with popcorn. I can just eat it as fast as I can shove it into my face. I love popcorn. I never have popcorn, but if it's around me, look out. You get your hands anywhere near it, and I'll probably end up eating your fingers too. But the point is what? We cannot have these diseases. We cannot have something for nothing itis and quick fix syndrome. You have to realize you have to pay with time, effort, energy, and money to get anything. And there is no quick fix. I will have chiropractors looking to be a part of the group, and they'll say that we have a 24-month agreement, and they will think that's a long time. Is 24 months a long time in practice? And the answer is no. 24 months is like a weekend in practice land. You can't hardly accomplish anything in 24 months. Your practice will not even be remotely close to high performance in 24 months. You might be doing okay, but there'll still be 20% of the stuff that needs to be done, even if you did everything right for the last 24 months. 24 months is this. It's the equivalent, listen carefully now, of 24 visits at the chiropractor. If someone came and saw you for 24 visits, it's going to make a difference. But are they really as good as they can get? And the answer is no. And if they quit after the 24, will they stay good? And the answer is really no. Well, if a person joins a high-level coaching program, 24 months, are they going to have everything that they need to know in place? And the answer is no. They'll be in pretty good shape, but there'll be a lot to learn. I've got people 12 years in the group just starting to get a real handle on ultra high level practice success, because that's the way it is in all high level sports and in all high level business. You never get there. And then, by the way, after 24 months, can a person quit and then just have their practice stay the same? Can a person quit after 24 visits at the chiropractor and have their spinal health stay the same? The answer is no. But people have something for nothing itis and quick fix syndrome, and they can't even wrap their head. See, high performer people realize it's going to take years. Low performer people, they can't think ahead at all. They think 24 months is like a lifetime. Their brain doesn't have the capability to wrap around how short that is. See, once again, the people with the greatest need are the ones that don't see it, despite struggling every day of their life in practice or financially. But I'm here to help you with that. Something for nothing itis, quick fix syndrome. Can't have any of it. Okay. Couple more points here. We gain permanent strength exactly to the extent of the effort required to overcome difficulties. We gain permanent new levels in practice exactly to the extent of the effort, the time, the money spent required to learn the better way to do things. It's a natural law. In order to possess vitality, thought must be impregnated with love. Love is a product of the emotions and is therefore essential that the emotions be controlled and guided by the intellect and reason. High-level point here. We have thoughts which might be very lucid and clear using the intellectual part of our mind, but then we can impregnate those with emotion. And here, our author is saying, hey, we can impregnate our thoughts with love. And that is what really, really gives them incredible power. Thoughts impregnated with love. Is that not unbelievable? All right. Love or gratitude. Okay. All of these things. Let me just do one more here. I can go on and on. I've only covered a few points here. Excuse me, a couple out of a couple hundred pages. All right. If we wish desirable conditions, we can only afford to entertain desirable thoughts. Words are only thoughts taking form. We must be especially careful to use nothing but constructive and harmonious language, which, when finally crystallized into objective forms, will prove to our advantage. Again, words, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I bring God's energy into my body, asking for strength, protection, and guidance. Everywhere I turn, there are people there to do me good. People love to pay me in advance for my great services. With chiropractic principles on my side, I always succeed. See, I can go on and on and on. I've got the words programmed into my mind, therefore my life manifests from those powerful words. So much to talk about here. I wish I could continue. In fact, I'd love to just read this entire thing and make a wonderful recording of it. But let me just summarize here. Let me just summarize. You will gain strength to the degree that you put in effort. And effort is in the form of money or time or just flat out effort. Usually it's all three. If you want to have a stronger practice, you have to put in the money and the time and the effort. If you want a stronger body, time, effort, maybe even some money. We gain strength perfectly in accordance with the effort that we expend. We do not want anything for nothing. In fact, there is nothing. Something for nothing does not exist. There is a natural law. Okay? And the natural law states you will get exactly, okay, in proportion to the effort expended. So sit there now and say, I'm willing to put forth more effort. I'm willing to pay more money, put in more time, put in more effort. I'm not looking for the easy way out. I'm not trying to use a podcast for my practice management when I really should just join the program, okay, and quit being whatever you want to call it when people are trying to have something for nothing itis with their personal development, okay? All right? You get my whole point here. You gain strength in proportion to the effort expended. For you will receive only as you have given, first in the form of time, effort, energy, or money. The greater your abilities will grow as you use this principle and you pay the price. Causes equal effects. We want to entertain desirable thoughts. And of course, we realize that words are powerful and words are thoughts that are taking form. Let's wrap it up on this. Life is short. You only have so many weeks left. If your life were a book, every year is a page that gets torn out, and you don't know how many pages you have left. We're in a society that is trying to corrupt our minds and get us to think foolish things like quick fix syndrome or something for nothing itis, or that you don't deserve to have better, or whatever it is that is contaminating the minds of chiropractors. Let's not have anything to do with that. If we want patients to commit to us, we need to commit to improving ourselves first. If we want a practice that grows, we must commit to learning the procedures and the systems and the mindsets and attitudes first. We're willing to pay the price to grow and to climb up the mountain. That is the way. It is the only way we can truly build the exceptional life. And that's what I'm here to help you do. Let's do more so we can be more. Tori out. If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.